Hey, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have an interesting show for you. We're going to really start out with foreign policy today. And if you had any doubts as whether or not the Biden administration's main goal is to destroy the United States, not morph it, not change it, destroy it, you will have little doubt when we're done today talking to our guest, Bob Griswold, from Ready Made Resources, one of the best prepping, if not the best prepping outlet in the United States, where Bob will actually talk with you about your prepping needs. And you really need to take advantage of this. And you'd go to readymaderesources.com. More on that a little bit later. And before we join Bob here, too, I need to do due diligence, people. I saw yesterday Obama, signing the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010. Do you know what Dodd-Frank is, people? It gave... Bob, let me finish this thought. That was a rhetorical question. Dodd-Frank tells the banks they can steal your money. It's totally unconstitutional. But people, as the banks begin to falter, they will take your retirement, they will take your money, and this is where Noble Gold comes in. And I have to just be straight up honest with you. I've been advertising for them for 6 years. I've been a customer for five. And so when I have to give you this, what should have been done with FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried, who's getting a walk, I have to say that, well, past performance is no indicator of future performance, and investments carry a risk. I don't have a problem with the warning. FTX should have given that warning, too. And Sam Bankman-Fried's not going to prison, but we follow the rules here, even though they don't. But Noble Gold can turn this around for you. If you stay in the system, you're going to lose everything you had. It'll be 1929 all over again. Let Noble Gold change your retirement. Let Noble Gold protect your bank accounts. And I can send you a free information packet. No obligation. No one's going to call you. You look it over. You call the number on there if you're interested. And you say, okay, I want to protect my nest egg. Whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, we can help you. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. Hey, one more thing. I see evidence every day that the control over the food supply is increasing by the globalists, and the Biden administration is facilitating this. In fact, actually, it was the president of the Black Farmers Association, and thank God he said this. Excuse me. As you can tell, I'm still kind of on the mend here. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the Black Farmers Association accused Biden of giving taxpayer money to China to purchase American farmland. That's happening. We're losing our food supply as we speak. And pretty soon, you have two choices. You'll either have storable food, or you'll be in a Biden breadline. How well do you think that'll work? So I'm urging you right now to get as much storable food as you can. And go to My Patriot Supply, best in the country, best prices. They got a special going on right now that you'll see when you go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And everything you do, 2,000 calories per day, lots of diversity in the meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I'll just say this, ladies and gentlemen, you do it now or you'll be rioting in the streets later. And it's that simple. People will do what they have to do to get their food. So go to foodwithdave.com. Those are the sponsors for the show here at the Common Sense Show. We're going to join Bob here and we're going to talk about Anthony Blinken. Winking, blinking, and nod. I mean, what a clown show this guy is. But we'll let Bob break it down for us. Bob, welcome to the show. And I can't wait to hear your take on Blinken. I know I have my opinion.
Well, you know, first of all, Dave, it's been a while since I've been here. My wife and I had our 37th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
So we had a really good time. We went up north and did a bunch of stuff that was all kinds of fun. And just, you know, marriages need that time when you get away and just spend time with each other, and that's what we did. But so it's good to be back, Dave. It really is. You know, we interact so well. You know, like-minded people, and we talk about news. And you know, we're not. And I don't think anybody could ever accuse us of being myopic in our approach. I know a lot of people get fixated on a certain thing, and that's all they can talk about. That's the only way they see it. But I think, you know, we do bring a unique thing that we can look at it from all sides and come up with a conclusion. You know, Dave, as we had a little brief thing before the program, and this is why I tell people. An intelligence manual. I don't care if you're, you know, your grandma who likes to knit in a rocking chair. If you're interested in current events and what's going on, keeping an intelligence manual, it's very, very simple. just a spiral-bound notebook that you write down the intelligence of the day. Date it, write it down. You know, today, a cow factory burnt down with 18,000 cows in it. Now, because of the way the news cycle works in the United States, we easily forget that 18,000 cows burnt up, that in last summer we had all those cows that died from supposedly heat when, you know, there's cows all over the country that face similar heat and they didn't die. We forget the fact that the USG relocated their agricultural bio lab from 10 miles off the coast of Connecticut to right in the middle of cow country. And we forget that, you know, how much money we dumped in COVID, what COVID did. We forget all that stuff. And in order to get and keep a picture of what is going on, we need to be able to refresh our memories. And because of the way the news cycle is designed, it's designed to make you find that story, find interest in the story, and then they continually regurgitate stories out to you. And 1 week later, you have forgotten what it is. And so this is why I think one of the major causes of why Americans never understand the full picture. You know, they, excuse me, I'm sorry. They understand the picture of the day. And then that picture quickly goes away. Now, we're going to talk about Anthony Blinken and what he did yesterday. And, you know, what he said, I do not support a two-state, you know, between Taiwan and China. What a dramatic change. Because if you had your intelligence manual out last year, do you remember what Joe Biden said? We'll go to war. We'll deploy the U.S. military to protect Taiwan. What a change. Now, Dave, let's just break that apart, because that says so many things. First of all, what kind of foreign policy is that? Oh, last year, Biden, which is Blinken's boss, we'll put the military over there and we'll fight the Chinese to the last whatever. And then Blinken's in China 2 days ago and says, I do not support Chinese independence. What kind of message does that send? What kind of damage does that do to the reputation of the United States? What do our allies and people who, you know, just see us maybe as an adversary, what does that say? Neville Chamberlain went into Germany, you remember?
Yeah.
And he had Hitler sign that document, peace in our time. Came back and he was supposed to be a hero and all that. You saw what happened because of that bad foreign policy. They didn't pay attention to the elements of history. They didn't read Mein Kampf. They did not learn the lessons. This is classic not understanding the Chinese mentality, the Chinese approach to foreign policy, the Chinese approach to war, the Chinese approach to everything. Whereas we are on that 24-hour news cycle where we can't even remember last week what happened. The Chinese have a very, very strategic long-term plan that they don't alter. And you look, Dave, in one generation, look what China's come. From basically, well, maybe two generations, from basically a third-world nation of peasants to the most powerful nation on earth. Do you know that China builds twice as many warships as we're building right now?
Yeah, I do.
We don't have the ability to keep up with that. Our shipyards cannot do that. And let's give you a historical analysis. Remember the Tiger tank?
You mean from Germany?
That was one awesome tank. That was the best tank in the world up to that time. Okay? You remember the Sherman tank? It was like considered a big lighter. You know, it blew up easily. The Sherman tank, it would fire at the Tiger tank and it would just bounce off. The Tiger tank, on the other hand, it would shoot a Sherman tank and it just blow boat front back. See, why the Sherman tank won is because of numerical superiority. We were able to put three or four Sherman tanks against one Tiger tank. So here we have the Chinese building more planes, more ships. They definitely have a much, much bigger army. And even though, you know, we talk about American technological superiority, which the Chinese have really made quantum leaps in catching up to us, our technological superiority will not overcome numeric superiority. If they can deploy two or three warships against every one of our warships, what do you think is going to happen, Dave?
Well, I'm going to say this just in general. The shift away from Taiwan and support of Taiwan is predictable. If I was getting $30 million from China, I would do the same thing.
Yeah, well, of course. That's why, you know, this whole administration, it's not just stupid. It's not stupidity. It's not. It's deliberacy. This is deliberate actions against the United States of America to undermine our ability to protect ourselves. Obviously, you want the ding 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 moment. Just look at the border. Chinese fighting age men are flooding across our border. If that's not a ding 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 moment, I don't know what it is.
Well, what do you think the purpose is of that? What's your theory on that?
Saboteurs. I mean, ding, 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 saboteurs.
Are you talking about bringing the grid down? What do you mean by sabotage?
Yeah, infrastructure saboteurs. Water, communication, electrical, you know, all of that. Food, release, you know, I mean, bio-warfare does not have to be just killing people. It can be against, you can release a toxin to kill cows, chickens. I mean, look at all the chickens that have died, mysteriously. You know, 100 million chickens. See, this is, again, why you want your intelligence manual. And it doesn't matter who you are. You don't have to be James Bond to do this. You can be just the average, regular, nondescript, and I'm trying to make it as bland as I can, citizen. But if you keep that intelligence manual, you're going to have a really, really good picture. And also, when you need to talk about issues to people to try to convince them, which we want to do, we want to have people to our side, you can refer back to that. You know, back in September 22nd of 2021, do you remember when this happened? Man, I had forgotten that. That's right. Do you remember on October 15th, 2021, this happened? Again, the importance of doing this is critical, because it allows you to keep all those balls that they want you to forget. You know, those are yesterday's balls. We forget about those. Today's balls we're juggling are these. But so they want you to forget those. But when you keep that intelligence manual and you write the things down, you have record of it. So the reason the Chinese are coming across our border, okay, Dave, play the devil's advocate. I'm saying sabotage. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I heard some noise. Play the devil's advocate. I'm saying that they're coming across for sabotage. Now, first of all, let's look at the logistics for them to get there. They have to get out of China. Yeah. Okay. So how do you get out of China? How do you fly out of China? What do you do? You don't take a cruise ship and go into Mexico. So how do you get into Mexico out of China? Play the devil's advocate, Dave. If they're not saboteurs, what are they?
I think it even goes further than that, Bob. I recall, and excuse me, pardon me, you can tell I'm really struggling here, but I remember when Doug was in Portland, Doug Thornton, our mutual friend, and he was supervisor in Portland fighting against Antifa. And they discovered at that time, and this was in the mainstream media, three weapons caches around the United States. And I talked to Doug about that, at the time, and he said, "This isn't for Antifa. That's not who they are. They're Molotov cocktail people." He said, "This is for the Chinese, and I think they're predetermined weapon caches, and they are not just going to sabotage. They are going to seize key infrastructure, key areas, geographic and so forth, military, strategic, important areas. They're going to seize them with an armed force as a prelude to invasion. It's like dropping paratroopers in on D-Day before the Normandy invasion."
See, Dave, in my intelligence manual, verifies what you're saying. Because if you remember, about 2 years ago, the story came out of Chinese shipping containers. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Going missing, and they're being delivered around the country. They're just like, whoops, where did that shipping container go to? We're missing one. And they found out that they can be filled with arms, you know, just regular AK-type stuff, indirect fire weapons, mortars, you know, rocket-propelled grenades, that type of stuff. You know how good that is in taking infrastructure out? And even so far as having mobile rocket launchers, missile launchers in there. And that begs the question, what kind of missiles? What kind of warheads? So, I mean, hundreds of them. Again, drawing back on past intelligence, that's what we see. So, again, being a devil's advocate, tell me why they're not saboteurs. I mean, you answered the question. What are they here for? Are they here just for a better life? Then that begs the question, how did they get out of China? If they want to escape China because China sucks and we want to get to the USA because it's so good, I'm sure the Chinese government's going to come with visa, aren't you?
Yeah. Let me even expand this, Bob, because I'm not going to pull any punches today. The bottom line is the cartels are controlled by China. The government of Mexico does nothing about the cartels. They go through some pretend
forays. Well, Joe Biden doesn't either. But anyhow.
Well, exactly. But my point is here is Mexico and China are linked together at the hip. And, of course, they're bringing in Chinese operatives. Mexico is the enemy of the United States. It's time that we just
They're talking about going to BRICS.
Yeah. I
mean,
agree.
They're talking about switching over to BRICS. So that's what these Chinese are. And then there's also Iranians that we're catching, you know, our friends the Iranians. And probably North Koreans. And I'm sure it's easy to get a visa to get out of North Korea. Kim Jong-il will just sign it himself, right? So if you want to know intentions, you just look at the actions. You know, a lot of times the intentions are made manifest just by the actions. And we see these actions over and over and over again. Why else? Why else, Dave? Now, I'm going to into the emasculation of our boys, you know, the neuterization of boys, the lowering of testosterone of our young boys. Do you think the Chinese and Russians are in this, promoting it? Of course they are. This is a strategic plan to destroy the fighting age men of America.
Oh, fentanyl's,
you know, biceps are racist. No, our biceps are sexist.
Yeah, Bob, fentanyl's doing a really good job of that, too, killing hundreds of
thousands.
Well,
who brings in the fentanyl?
Mostly young fighting males, age people.
But who brings it in?
China to the
Biden
cartels.
Biden and China.
Yep.
So, okay, so we have that. We have in our schools, young women and boys, Marxist theory. Do you think the Chinese and Russians are promoting that?
The Chinese control our universities.
Well, of course they do. They've infiltrated everything in the United States, and I can say that from first-hand knowledge. They have. Everything. Industry, universities, everything. They've infiltrated it, including certain politicians' offices. So when you have that intelligence and you start looking at it over time, what Anthony Blinken did yesterday makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. You know, you could Janet Yellen just said that, you know, be prepared for the Chinese to dump massive amounts of treasury certificates. I don't know if you saw that, but treasury notes. Be prepared for them to dump them. Yeah, here it is. Congress tells Treasury Secretary to prepare China to dump U.S. Treasuries. Well, when they dump them, we got to buy them back. And China, I think, has, it says here, $859 billion in U.S. Treasury.
Do you know what that'll cause? That's going to cause the collapse of our banks.
You think so? Yeah, and plus the banks are already super compromised. And you know, probably, I don't know the numbers here, so I'm speculating. But I would say the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, you know, between bailing out these big banks, I would say their reserves are probably down to scary level. So where does that leave you and I when the banks collapse? You know what it leaves us? Sorry, we can't give you paper money, but we are really going to be nice to you. We have this digital currency we're going to give you, and it'd be just the same, and you'll get it, and you can spend it just like regular money. Okay, so you're going to give me digital currency. What kind of privacy will I have for that digital currency? Well, trust us. You know, we have laws against, you know, the government spying on your finances without a warrant, just like what, 270,000 people the FBI delved into their background without a warrant? I don't know. Yeah, I was watching the hearings the other day on that. And, you know, the guy from the Bureau was saying, you know, trust us. We're going to discipline those people who did that. Dave, I could not believe I'm hearing this stuff, you know? Yeah, so we're going to give you the digital currency, but, you know, we will never spy on you. We're never going to keep records. That's what, you know, I'm a federal farmer.
Yeah, we're never going to send A1 Abrams to Ukraine or F-16s either, right?
No, never. We're not going to, and we're not going to allow Eastern Bloc countries to join NATO, 2014, or when the Soviet bloc fell, we said we're not going to allow, but Poland quickly joined, which I think was an Eastern Bloc country. You know, so... But we're not going to spy on your finances. Necessarily, with a digital currency, you will spy on finances because it's recorded. Necessarily, it'll be spied on. You know, and 4473, the form you fill out when you purchase a firearm. The government is not supposed to keep those records. When we found out they have. You know, they keep them. You know, so... This is where that's heading, and as you said, Dave, when you look at the intelligence of it all, it does only paint one picture. You know, you were talking about food at the beginning of the program. You again, with that intelligence manual, you'd go back years now. The destruction of nitrogen, the destruction of ammonia, which are elemental components for fertilizer. Can't make them. Climate change. They hurt the climate. I don't know what millions of dead corpses do to the climate because of starvation.
Soy and green. You know, you're right, but let's not skip over one important thing. I want to ask you a question here because we get into the brown shirt territory. These people know full well what they're doing. They know they're betraying the United States. They know they're going to cost the lives of tens, if not hundreds of millions of Americans with what they're doing. What is in it for them?
Well, they're being loyal Chinese stooges. Temporally, sex, you know, sex.
Oh, Swalwell? Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, sex.
I think that's a minor consideration, but
it's one of the oldest inducements knows.
That's a minor consideration. Money is important, but let me tell you, one day when America is taken over and the Chinese are in control, do these people
You're going exactly what I'm going to say.
Do these people really think the Chinese are going to tolerate?
They're going to be killed.
Traitors? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, they're not betraying the United States. In their mind, they're being faithful to the Chinese. You know, when you
the Chinese
get a good
won't
intelligence,
want them. The Chinese hate traitors.
They do. If you're not Chinese, you'll never be.
The
Chinese are
the most
racist people.
Exactly, they're the most racist government on the face of the earth.
Absolutely. If you read what they think about black people, I'm not going to even go into it, but I'm just saying it's not a very complimentary view. They are extremely racist, xenophobic. And they, if you're not Chinese, you're not anything. Now, they'll use, you know, a lot of people, and for the temporal things of, you know, power, sex, money, are the typical inducements. You know, people will do anything. I'm not going to go into the details, but you get a guy who probably isn't liked much. Let's just say he's overweight, unattractive, and he has a advanced degrees. Okay? So, you know, he was the guy that nobody wanted to be when he chose baseball teams. Okay, we'll take him. You know, that's the way it was. Yeah, okay. He's the last guy, we'll take him. how easy do you think that guy is to turn into an asset if you promise him sex, money, intrigue, you know? You're going to get to do some intriguing things. And his life has been, so far, boring, dull, rejected. And somebody comes along and says, you know, we really appreciate what you do. This is an inducement tool, I'm just telling you. And you look at American professors, a lot of them kind of fit that bill. And, you know, you're a smart guy. Why don't you come over to China and visit us? And we'd just like you to see what we're doing and make it very, very innocuous, you know, just, yeah. Okay, yeah, now I get to be, I'm traveling internationally. People are paying for my trip. Wow, I am important. Okay. Goes over there, and mysteriously, you know, this Chinese woman shows up. You know, you're a really smart guy. I like you. Okay. And, oh, yeah, we want to pay you gratis for your time that comes over here, too. Dave, how successful do you get? What success ratio do you think that is?
Well,
very high.
It's very high. But let me ask you this. When the Chinese take over, they'll set up a provisional government for a while. But I think let's say it this way. Bob, I've read the last three defense ministers' ideologies in China. They are about genocide with the American people. And so what do you think they'll do with these leaders? Will they set up a French Vichy type of government, a provisional government, and then eventually do away with them? How do you see this playing out?
Well, you know, historically, you do want to have people that look like you ruling your country. Now, in America, we're different because we're a melting pot of different people. I mean, today, it was nothing to see a black president. It would be nothing to see an Asian president. Nothing to see a female president. So that gives the Chinese an advantage. You know, we're used to seeing Asiatic people. We're used to seeing Asiatic people in government. There's a lot of good Asiatic people that are in our government that are good people, that do good government. So it would not be that big of surprise as it would in a country where, you know, you have a large percentage of an ethnic group that are ethnocentric. I mean, that's what they are. They like their culture. They like this. So if you had, you know, Group A, which is ethnocentric, and very high percentage of the people are ethnocentric to that Group A, to bring in a Group C person and make them rule over them would not work well. And you know, that's what all the ancient governments did. They put, you know, other people in charge that look like them. They find a vassal, you know, and put them in there. But in the United States, that doesn't matter. So that for them to put a Chinese person in here, it would not be a it would not offend American ethnocentricity because we're not an ethnocentric country. So I would fully expect that all of these people would be whacked, just taken out, two to the head, boom, boom. And, you know, all their wealth, all that they got, You know, the Chinese have invested millions, maybe even billions, in developing all this, probably billions. But they've gained American industry, American scientific know-how. They'll keep the scientists alive. They'll keep those people alive as long as they work for them. And they will get hundreds of trillions in benefit back. So that's how it's going to play out. That's how the Chinese are looking at it. You know, we have to do this right now, but the traders, yeah, they're gonna get theirs. They think they're having a good life now, but in the end, they'll get theirs, and that's the way it historically works. But as far as having to keep Americans alive, you know, bunch of old white men, that's not necessary, because that may have been the United States 50, 60 years ago, but it's not the United States anymore. We're used to seeing multi-ethnic government, so it just would not be the case.
Yeah, I am also the opinion, too, that we may... I have two sides to this, Bob. I think that the Biden administration plans to hand off the government to the Chinese without a military struggle. And they'll excuse it a number of ways. But the second thing I'll say, though, is this. I know for a fact... there are people in command positions in the United States, not the Joint Chiefs, but below them, who are not going to follow Biden to destruction.
It was about 350 Bolsheviks that had put themselves in positions of power in Russia. They controlled all the defense, all the ministries. Obviously, Stalin controlled it all, but they were in... they were the link in the key of command of almost every important thing in Russia at that time, before it turned into the Soviet Union. So it didn't take a lot of them who were in positions of power, in positions to control all the underlings in that certain ministry, to do what they did for 70 years. You know, I don't know, 10 million people died. Holodomor, 20 million people died. There might be people, and I'm sure there are in the military, that are still good, loyal American citizens who want to fight for the United States. But if I control the elements of power, it's going to be very difficult for those underlings to take power. I mean, you know, even using Hitler with Stauffenberg, they failed to blow him up. It was just...
Just so the audience knows what we're talking about here, we're talking about the attempted assassination of Hitler that almost succeeded, barely failed, because the briefcase was moved inadvertently,
yeah,
that had the
one
explosives
side of the
in it.
Leg, right. The other side of the leg.
Yep.
But that's my opinion of it. Right now, every institution in the United States, whether public or private, all the key elements in those institutions have been taken over by Marxists. And the few stragglers there might be would not be able to do much against it. If we have U.S. soldiers fighting in Ukraine, that's really an unconstitutional war. And they have every right to say, I'm not going to obey an illegal order. But nobody does it. So that's my opinion on that. That won't go very far. There might be a little resistance here and there. But in the end, they'll plow it down. I mean, look what they're doing to Trump. I mean, this is the most egregious thing. If this goes through, Dave, officially the United States is over. We become a banana republic.
Well, we already are.
But again, never in American history has one political candidate had the other political candidate arrested and charged with crimes that will put him in prison for the rest of his life on charges that are very, very dubious. Charges that, I mean, you know, he had illegal documents. Well, let's go look at Joe Biden's garage. Let's go look at Mike Pence's house. Let's go look at, you know, Hillary Clinton's mail server. I mean, the misapplication of justice, the two sets of justice, are beyond. I mean, it's just obvious. It's just egregious. It's horrible.
My feeling, Bob, though, is this. Trump may be lucky if he just gets out of this with a jail sentence, because if they don't convict him, they're going to kill him.
Oh, well, he is. But or this, Dave, this is another scenario. They let him get in office. Because the day Trump gets into office, my prediction is America burns. The leftist, you know, Antifa, BLM, all those types are going to go out. And if we think what they did before was bad, they're going to do it nationwide. We will be in a full-fledged civil war within a week if Trump gets into office. And that's maybe exactly what they want. I don't know. The United States is ready for the fall, but you tell me. You watch these foaming at the mouth, rabid people. You know, if Trump gets into office, what are they going to do? You know, just sit down and take it? They're going to go violent. We just watched. Was it Target who pulled the LGBTQ display, and now they're getting bomb threat after bomb threat after bomb threat from the LGBTQ movement. So it's not a peaceful movement. If they don't get what they want through coercion and pressure, they'll get what they want.
Yeah, Bob, I got a slightly different take on that, and let me just explain. I don't believe, and I'm not an LGBTQ apologist by any means, but most of these people in that genre, in that lifestyle, they could give a crap about politics. That movement is artificially created, artificially stoked for political reasons, and it's not the LGBTQ people that are controlling it. It's the Obama OFA, and it's the Biden terrorists that he uses from Antifa and so forth. They've taken over that movement. This has nothing to do with gay, straight, lesbian. This has everything to do with politics, and they're only using the moniker of LGBTQ.
Well, this is what I have to say for that. If that's true, look how many schools have infiltrated with just the LGBTQ paraphernalia everywhere. Children with LGBTQ flags. I mean, it's businesses, corporations putting the LGBTQ rainbow stuff up. It looks to me very, very extensive. Again, that is the reality of the facts, is that they've been calling in bomb threats. I think it's Target. One of them removed their LGBTQ, you know, display, and then bomb threats started coming in. So whether it's them or Black Lives Matter, we've always seen their propensity to violence. Same thing with Antifa, their propensity to violence. This is going to go on steroids if Donald Trump gets elected. And again,
he's not getting elected, Bob. I'm convinced of that.
Okay. But whatever. What most people should take away from this, and what we've been talking about, is, buddy, if you're not getting ready, you're setting yourself up for some very, very austere times.
Well, what do people have to do to get ready?
Well, Dave, you mentioned it, you know, all the time, is food is one, because it's obvious to anybody who has that intelligence manual, who just has a good memory, that the government is using food against the American people. In fact, it's being used against people across the world, and it's been used against people throughout history. It you know, siege warfare back in, you know, those days before they had air power, siege warfare, they starve them out. So having food is absolutely critical. We see right now in America massive bodies of water being polluted to where it's undrinkable. Having a good water filter that can take out not only bacteriological and sedimentary elements, but also chemical elements. out of your water. At the rate they're coming against guns, if you don't have a box-fed magazine weapon, like an AR platform, AK platform, you need to really, really get one. And also, more and more, we're seeing as they have the ability to control your cell phone, your internet, all these things, having the ability to communicate outside the standard networks of communication
is critical. Those communication networks that we've relied on, they're about ready to be taken away from us.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But ham radio, even though you can jam it, it's hard to jam it over long distances. And so, that's point to point. It's not going through a network. It's not going through a relay, a computer, anything like that. It's going from point A to point B directly. So, again, having that kind of communication and also, training. Now, there's still time left. We have, starting this Friday, we have several slots left. Doug Thornton is coming here and teaching an active shooter course. He sets up this shoot house, so it's very realistic. And we're having an 18 Delta medic, Green Beret guy, coming. And so they're going to integrate both those, the medical training and what to do if you find yourself in an active shooter. They're going to have that training. So it's still available. If they go to my website at the top, there's a little banner they can click and sign up for it. And again, I'm this, you have to see at night. That's part of what we're going to be doing at this thing, is let people see what it's like to train at night and to what it is to operate at night. We're going to have night vision, thermal, people to look through. Which, Dave, I'm going to do a tad of shameless advertising. Dave, we have recently acquired the best night vision I've ever been able to get in numbers. Elbit, the U.S. manufacturer of night vision, has basically four different types of tubes. They have an XLS, which is the bottom of the barrel, an SLH, which is a little bit of an upgrade, a YH, which is their good, really good tube, and then a VH, which is the premium tube. That's the elite of the elite tubes. We've got quite a few of those right now, and we're selling them for the price that you'd buy a normal pair of night vision for. So these things are spectacular, and from all the night vision I've ever sold, these are really some of the best. And that's why, another thing, when people buy night vision, they need to be careful, because most people don't understand there's different grades of tubes. And so, well, this one's $32.95 and this one's $34.95. I'm going to buy the $32.95. Well, you're buying a XLS bottom of the barrel tube versus maybe a premium tube. So that's where you really got to be careful. It's like, Dave, in food supplies, there's a lot of vendors out there that absolutely lie about food. Yeah, this will feed you for 9,000 meals. Well, they don't tell you a servings. They don't tell you a serving is not a meal. And you look at the serving size, it's 100 calories. You say yours are 2,000 calories a day, but a lot of people don't say that. And so when you get it, you've got all these packages, and you start adding the numbers up, 750 calories a day.
Yeah.
And they said it was a year's food supply. It's not. As the food industry is, so can be the night vision industry. That's why it's always beneficial to pay attention. But these night vision we have, I literally have never seen night vision in quantity this good, piece after piece after piece after piece. It's just spotless tubes, performs excellent in extreme low light, and like I said, for a price that's about the same as a normal piece of night vision. So, and we do offer financing, so it would be, $150, $175 a month. But, we have those right now. Anybody interested, they can call and order it. So, and then medications, burns, stuff for burns, all those things that you better be thinking about you're going to need, because all of them will be used to control you.
Well, all I got to say is I'm going to be very, very pragmatic here. Okay, I think preparation is important, but when the rubber meets the road, when the Chinese actually show up here, it's going to be, we better resist with everything we have. You're better off dying in your driveway than going away to a Chinese camp. Just ask the Uyghurs. And we need to resist them with every being that we have. I mean, we cannot You cannot submit to the Chinese and expect a good outcome. You're better off fighting and dying than submitting to these animals.
They don't mind doing human experimentation. I mean, Dave, do you think in Wuhan they were using humans? You don't think they were taking an experiment on human beings? I mean, yeah. So, I mean, it'll be heinous. So you're exactly right. It will be absolutely heinous. And for coercion, they'll do something to your wife in front of you to coerce you. I mean, you know, torture her, whatever.
No, and I'm saying you have to resist. There is no there's no capitulation with the Chinese. And that's why America needs to take a look at this administration and say, why would we stay in support? And why would we follow the rules of this administration when they are setting you up for genocide?
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is, you know, this is Japanese, but, you know, the Japanese looked at surrender as the most shameful thing you could do. And so that's why the Pacific Theater is so violent. The Japanese would never give up. They would literally fight to the last man. And so the brutality needed to beat them was unbelievable. But when the Americans did surrender, they looked at them with utter contempt. Just read the history of the Bataan Death March. I mean, they were using American and British people as bayonet, refusing for bayonet practice, you know, chopping heads off for the fun of it, laughing, you know, and just marching them that 70-some miles with no food, no water, or very little water, and, you know, no human compassion at all, none. And that is what I would say is going to happen.
What kind of resistance do you think the American people can put forward against the Chinese takeover?
Well, Dave, that's an interesting transcultural question, because for us, if we captured Chinese or went into a country, I mean, the rules of engagement in Afghanistan were unbelievably strict. Now you go back into the Russians, they were far less strict. I mean, they were using poison gas and all kinds of things. You go to the Chinese, and they'll make the Russians look like choir boys. I mean, if they have to gas 10,000 people to get one, they'll do it.
Well, that's what I've heard, is the Chinese are going to use chemical weapons to exterminate certain communities. They need to reduce
the... Look what Saddam Hussein did to I'm drawing a blank right now. He gassed the whole village.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so what's the preparation plan? I know you're saying food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools, that stuff. That's important. But what about veterans, ex-special ops? And Colorado has a lot of them along the I-25 corridor.
Okay.
Do you think? Let me ask my question, because I want you to directly answer this. Will there be groups in this country that mount a successful guerrilla resistance to the Chinese takeover?
Well, the word successful is questionable. Will there be groups that mount opposition? Absolutely. History will have to point out the success of them. I don't know that answer. But they will have to be mobile, because, again, you know, if town A, say, of 25,000 people, was hosting a small group of insurgents, we would never go in there and just bomb 25,000 people and just kill them all to get to the small group. I mean, in the Iraq War, we did bomb wedding parties to get to a groom, say. So we would do it on a limited scale. I don't think the Chinese will have any qualms whatsoever of gassing 25,000 people to get to those other people. So it'll have to be mobile. It's going to be a very, very difficult insurgent war, because the Chinese have no more compunction of how they're going to fight this war to get what they want.
It'll be total extermination. But again, back to my question. Will there be veteran groups and groups within the United States military that will stand up to this?
They'll fight it, yes. They'll stand up and fight. Yes, there will be, of course. People that love their country, people that still love the Constitution, people that still love, and let's get down to brass tacks. You know what they're going to do to Christians? Well, we already know. Look what they're doing to Christians in China. So if you're a Christian, you know, you're going to be really targeted. So, you know, getting independent, self-reliant is critically important. And being prepared to, you know, Lot had to leave everything behind when he left Sodom. You know, just being prepared to say, listen, what's more important, my stuff or my life? Do I leave and take my family and save my family? Or do I stay here and defend some stuff and my family, you know, gets brutally murdered? So it's gonna take intestinal fortitude of Americans that we have not had to display since the Civil War. Dave, I cannot paint a light picture. There's not going to be any romantic Red Dawn scenarios. It's going to be brutal.
How long do you think it'll go on? Do you think they could make this a generational situation, or will the Chinese just pull out the total extermination card?
The total extermination card will be pulled out. Now, other people have tried that. Hitler tried it with the Jews and wasn't successful. And he really, really tried. I mean, you know, they really tried. In fact, if Hitler had not persecuted the Jews, he'd have probably won World War II. If he'd not diverted all that energy and people, manpower, money to do what he did, he could have won World War II. But this is a question I don't know if that really could be answered. Speculate. It depends just on how brutal, which the Chinese are brutal, how brutal they would be. If they go in with a scorched earth policy, they could subjugate the United States, I think, very, very quickly, because most would fall, just roll over. And most Americans are not prepared for that type of thing. You know, we get offended if you use, Dave, if I said, you know, him to you, oh my gosh, I'm a her. I mean, that we get offended at that.
I don't care.
Really,
Bob,
I don't listen.
I don't listen to this BS anymore.
I'm just using it as a non-factor.
Nope. I don't care who I offend. My pronouns are my pronouns, and these other people can go to hell.
Well, I'm just saying vast amount of Americans do get offended if you use the wrong pronoun.
I don't care.
I know you don't, but I'm just saying vast Americans do. They get offended at the slightest little stupid thing. Imagine what they'll do when an army comes through that just says, you know, let's scalp him for the fun of it. You know, I mean, let's mutilate him for the fun of it and let everybody watch. Those people, I don't think they're going to handle it very well. Even the stoutest of souls won't handle it well. But that's how they have typically fought warfare. It's been very, very brutal. And they'll bring that to the United States and, you know, our pampered, self-indulged, drug-addicted, sex-addicted, whatever else. We're not going to handle it very well at all.
Well, the only thing that I hope for, Bob, is that if we go down, we go down in a blaze of glory, not lay down to these animals. And I hope, honestly, when it comes to the ultimate treason being perpetrated by this administration, as George Bush once said, if people knew what we were doing, we couldn't even run down the street. I hope it comes to that. These people need to be held accountable. And I kind of have the feeling if we don't survive, they can't survive.
Yeah, you remember what Bush said about the Constitution. It's just a GD piece of paper. So it doesn't sound too much respect for our Bill of Rights and Constitution.
You think, Bob? Again, I just looked at the clock here. We are flat out of time. Let me leave you. Listen, you're going to want to talk to Bob about your prepping needs. And he'll talk to you free of charge. Call him, and I'll have him give the number in a minute. but also go to readymaderesources.com and look to see what he had us. Bob, we got time for just the phone number. What is it?
800-627-3809. If you want that night vision, give me a call.
Okay, sounds good, Bob. Thanks for joining us. Kind of grim, but I hope this gives America's resolve not to follow Biden into our destruction. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us. God bless everybody.